Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
About it this evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome. Let's talk about it, but let us pray as we enter in. And hey, we can talk about whatever it is that's on your heart, on your mind on today. We come to encourage and to lift one another in the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you've allowed us to come, that we can just talk about it, that we can pour out, oh God, that we can be filled, oh God, in those areas that we've emptied out on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit, oh Lord, I ask that you fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible as we go forth in this conversation on today, oh God, that we may have breakthrough, amen, that healing may spring up in our bodies, that peace will come and be still, that we will be, oh Lord, encouraged to do even the more for you, Father God, amen, operating your goodness and your favor. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this day, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that you sent our Lord and Savior to save. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's talk about it. Come on, let's talk about it. So much has been going on in my life and in this world, as we see every day, all day. A lot of times we don't have a platform that we can really talk about it. Being free, amen, being free from depression, being free from those things that, you know, that we have found ourselves in and being trapped in bondage because we can't get it out. So let's talk about it on today. Amen. Mama, is that you on the line?
Yes, it is. Good bless.
Hey, good bless for you, Mama. How you doing? Welcome.
Doing
good. Look like Twin Line had dropped there for a minute, but I see that she's back, and I do see have other people that's on the line. So welcome, welcome. We want to start with you then, Sister Dilla. What is it that you, what's on your mind? Let's talk about it. How about that? We can start with you or anybody that has something they want to start with today. You can press one and we can bring you in, but every line is open.
It's not too much of one time. I'm just glad to be here another
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
I'm just glad to be here and my family. You know,
yeah.
I'm grateful. I can talk about my ailments, but hey, we'll be here all day long.
Oh, my Lord, my God. Well, I definitely want to talk about what you just said about just being grateful, you know, to have in life, to be able to testify, you know, the goodness of
yeah.
the Lord, the land of living, though you may be going through something or feeling, you know, things
mm-hmm.
in your body, may not understand it, may even be asking God, you know, how long, but just still being grateful in that place, you know, when we still can have gratefulness. And when we talk about what that looks like, you know, being grateful is feeling the showing and appreciation of kindness and thankfulness and the kindness that God gives us in this life that we live. And if we just continue to just be grateful for the life that God has given us. So I'm so glad that you said that, because we got to remind us that even though we're going through, we still can be grateful. You know, that we are
Amen.
On the winning side. You know, we on the side. The Bible says, God before you, who can be against you? Amen. And that we are more
Amen.
Than comforted in Christ Jesus. So being grateful because
Amen.
We're in the right position. Amen. To receive and to have the victory. So God bless you, Mama. We love you. Thank God for you. Anything that come on your mind you want to talk about is we encourage one another on today, on this line, as God has given us this platform so we could just talk about it. Amen. Anybody else will have something you want to talk about today? Now is the time. Pour out. No judgment. You know, even if it's our fail, say, you know, really, I'm dealing with anger. I'm dealing with unforgiveness. You know, or, you know, you have that testimony, but we're here to talk about it, whether it's our jobs, our finances, our relationships, our children, whatever it may be. Twan, I know you got something to talk about. Let's talk about it.
Oh, I always have something to talk about, whether
Absolutely.
It be the goodness of God.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually do have something to talk about. I have been met with confusion, like the spirit of confusion, and through my sisters.
Amen.
And you know, just the spirit of, you know, it's like the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and it's like the spirit of confusion needs a body. And,
yeah.
and, you know, like when people come to just stir up confusion, you can tell if somebody has a problem, but it seems like the person comes and doesn't want a resolve. They just want confusion. They want,
right.
they're miserable with themselves for whatever
yeah.
reason, because they haven't healed, but then they want everywhere they go, they want
mm-hmm.
to, they want people to accompany them in their misery, and they go and
mm-hmm.
start up confusion, and it's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then, tell narratives and stories that's, you know, that's hurtful. One, to me, I can speak for myself. Like
mm-hmm.
when you hear about a problem that somebody has from you, a problem that somebody has with you, and then you hear their side of the story, and it's like, wow, like, where was I when all of this happened? Because that may be your truth. Hey, I'm on the phone really quick. That may be your truth, but
mm-hmm.
you know that doesn't seem like that's the reality of it, because I was
mm-hmm.
the events that you're talking about, I was there too, and I know that I've done my part, so I know it has to be something else, because we've had opportunities to talk about it and we have
yeah.
talked about it, but it's still this narrative that's being told for, you know, for whatever reason. So I'm. Well, my thing is, I'm like, I know what it is. I know it's confusion. I know it's just the enemy trying to divide, you know,
mm-hmm.
Trying to divide and conquer. And
mm-hmm.
I think more so, I don't want vengeance to be. I don't want to seek vengeance, because immediately in my flesh, I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you're seeking a problem. And you're going to mess around and find out. You're going to get what you're seeking. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Lord, help me, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be in my own and confront the problem. So I'm just, you know, I'm just like, peace, you know, peace, be still. I just
yeah.
want to be still, because it's hurtful. You can deal with other people talking bad about you, but your own family, who you are intentional about loving, and you try to, you know, you say, oh, well, they have a problem, you know, maybe because how we grow up. But it's like, it's nothing that I have done. So I'm not about to overcompensate and cater to you, because like you say, all I owe you is to love you. I can't meet unrealistic needs that you have. I cannot be your counselor to a problem that you don't want to fix. I cannot always say, okay, well, I did this, but then you go back the next day and you still want to say, you're still talking about the same problem that we're trying to move forward from. So, you know, that is what I have to talk about. I know it's an earful, but
let's talk about that, because the one thing is that we understand with family, you know, we can't pick who's going to be our family. We can't pick who's going to be, you know, that brother, that sister, that mother, that father. And a lot of times when you're dealing with siblings, sometimes it has to deal with a spirit of jealousy. Not only are you dealing with a spirit of confusion there, but there's a spirit of jealousy that's operating there. And just really to get to the root of it, beyond the confusion, there's jealousy that's rooted in that thing. So then it has grown to confusion because jealousy has come in. You gotta understand, when you allow the enemy to come in, that's gonna just bring one spirit with him. He's gonna bring legions. So that means then you have resentment, you have bitterness, you have anger, you have rage, you have wrath, you got jealousy, you got competitiveness, along with confusion, because there's a lot of confusion. Why? Because when you have any of these, they're gonna bring their brothers and their sisters, which has come to kill, destroy the relationship, the possibility of having that relationship, that friendship, that sistership, that brothership, or whatever their relationship is. And when we look at the word confusion, you know, the lack of understanding or uncertainty, there seems to be some confusion about which way to go, which way to do things when people are dealing with the spirit of confusion. You see, they're not able to realistically, you know, look at things for what it is. And when they want to play the victim in this thing. They're looking for a pity party, so they begin to, and it's just something they got to deal with within themselves. And when you've done all that you can do, you know what I'm saying? When you see God, and you just got to stand and know and trust God in that and say, Lord, I'm going to let you in. I'm going to have to take my hands out. And sometimes you got to back away from family. And you got to tell people, you can't try to convince people to see things your way or hear the way you're trying to deliver to them, but you got to say, okay, I understand this is how you perceive it. I'm going to leave you with it. And you tell them, this is how I feel. I love you. I care. I can do what I can. That's not enough for you.
Not enough.
And I'm sorry that it's not enough. And then you have to back yourself away. But sometimes when you back out, people then can realize what they truly had in that relationship with you. When I say relationship, we often relationship, whether it's with your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, there is a relationship, your spouse with your child. We are in relationships with each other. And sometimes when you let them see, not to hurt them, but it's going to cause you to go into a place of darkness. You know what I'm saying? It's going to cause you to start operating with that spirit, because you got to be careful. If you're around it too much, guess what? It's going to get in you. It's going to attach itself to you. Then you'll find yourself acting like, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't give nothing for, you know what I'm saying? You don't feed that thing, it can't grow. Everything that's going to grow, something is feeding it. If it's negative energy, if you feed it negative energy, guess what? It's going to continue to grow. But the moment you start feeding it, it can't grow. It begins to die. It begins to wither. So what I do is encourage you, as we're talking about it, stop feeding it. Don't feed it no more. Yeah. Don't give it more energy. You leave it on this platform. Let it sit there and take the peace that God gives you. It's that peace that surpasses all understanding, and say, I love you. But if that's not enough, at this point, it's on. I plant. The Bible say one water. You plant one water, but God get an increase. So you plant it. We're going to water and let God get an increase. You know, and you just have to have peace with it like that. Much we want to love and have that relationship. And it does hurt, like you said, when family is talking about you. You know, when it's family goes to tell a different story, and you're going, wow, I've been there before. Well, I'm looking like, wait a minute. But you know, some people, they like the gossip. They like the mess. They eat that up. And they can't wait to get their ears pitched for it. And you just have to take yourself off. People can't say I'm in there, but people would put you in places that you were like, wait a minute, how is that? What was that being said? Some of you got to record them. You know, sitting there, they'd be like, nah, that ain't me. But be encouraged on today. Be encouraged. If you're in the will of God and you're walking in according to what God is telling you to do in this situation, you're in the right position. It's all about positioning yourself.
Amen.
Anybody want to say anything about anything? Anybody else want to talk about or encourage our sister, give a word on today regarding why Sister Swan is talking about the relationship, you know, the misunderstanding or the spirit of confusion between siblings? Anybody else want to talk about that today? What about you, Mama?
Some siblings, they don't have nothing else to talk about. They just have, if they can't talk about that, they don't feel right about it. So some of them feel like that. They don't know what to say, you know. My thing is, just like you say, let God take care of it and move on. You have time to hear the same thing over and over and over. And it's not my fault how you was raised and such and such and such. So they don't talk. Just keep talking, so just let them keep talking. After a while, they get tired of hearing themselves, you know. Me and my siblings, stuff like that, we get along good. Years ago, we still got along good. We might fight each other, but we still came back together. But we get along good.
It's not my Lord.
None of that talking. Keep on moving.
Yes. And at the end of the round, guess what? We still got to love them. Because we've been commanded to love you, one another. Still got to love you. That doesn't mean I got to settle for your mess and your drama to beat me up, to try to tear me down. Because if you allow the enemy to use you, guess what he will? It ain't you know what I'm saying? We don't care who he used. And so we just gotta still love them. If that means, you know what, sister, brother, mama, dad, I'm gonna have to step away from you for a while, but I'm loving you and I'm praying for you. If you need me, I'm gonna be there for you. Amen. Anyone else wanna talk on this topic, just press one. I'm going to close y'all line up for a minute so we can get everybody. Anybody have anything they'd like to say? If we're talking about it, let's talk about it. Press one. Or if it's something that you want to talk about, go ahead and press one at this time, and we want to hear from you today. This is a platform where we can actually pour out. There's a no-judgment zone. We're here to encourage and uplift one another in love, you know, doing everything in love. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sharing. You're welcome.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mama Sharon Gordon. We do have one person here.
You know, as Christians, we going to have trials and tribulations.
Yes, ma'am.
And most of them is from your family. When you are trying to live the way God wants you to do, like they try to throw a stone at you. But God got all power. So you're going to have to always pray.
Ask
the Lord to strengthen you. And don't worry about it. Because I'm going to walk the walk that God wants me to walk.
Yes,
I'm not worried. Because most people don't even know what they're talking about.
Jesus, come on now.
Going by hearsay, Now, you don't know what's going on in nobody's house.
My Lord.
Because you're not there. And one thing, God is not pleased with gossip, false accused people for something you don't even know nothing about.
Jesus.
And it's just bad. And then they get in church and say, oh, I know I've been born again. And then you say, now, to yourself, now, she done put that girl down. How she been born again? Huh?
My Lord.
How she been washed in the blood of the Lamb? I tell anybody, in the name of Jesus,
you are
welcome, but you got to clean up.
When
you come to Sarah's house, you ain't no gospel here.
Come on,
gospel on the outside. Because God going to give you a count of sitting there listening. And you won't witness to it.
Come on now.
You got to ask God to bridle your tongue.
Amen.
And you want the other people to see that you can walk like God.
Amen.
Yeah, we're going to have trials and tribulations. He said, look to the hills.
Mm-hmm.
Where from
whence
come
all help? Yep. I help come from
the hills. Help come from God.
Amen.
So that's the word about people.
Jesus.
And Jesus says, stand still.
Uh-huh.
We will fight your battle.
Amen.
So
just stay still.
All that's been born again. Stand still. He didn't say it wasn't going to hurt you. Yeah, it's going to hurt you. But just stand still.
Stand still.
We're on the radio. Somebody listening.
My Lord.
So we
well,
have
thank
to
you,
out home.
Yes, ma'am.
Got
the yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Peace be still. God will give you that peace.
Hallelujah.
He will give you that peace in the storm while you're going through. He will give you that peace. He will give you that. He will comfort you in it all. Just trust God and stand and know that God is with us all. Amen. And don't be a partaker in the drama. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama Sherry. Thank you for that. Thank you for encouraging our listeners on the line today. We do have a colleague here. Last four digits of your phone number, 2169. Is that you, Taiwan?
Hey,
glory to God. Welcome, Taiwan Matt, your brother. How you doing? Let's talk about it.
Well, you know, we all live in glass houses, right? So, you know, no one can actually pick up a stone and actually throw it, you know. So we need to take that into consideration. Relationship, me and my daughter had a conversation about, you know, some people, man, just live in their own misery. They make things up in their own head. So that feeds them every day, you know what I mean? In order to, you know, be happy and not be jealous with someone and looking from the outside in, those are people that are not even trying to build that type of relationship with you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Those type of people just always trying to, you know, tear you down. You know, just speaking of my kids. You know what I mean? I'm open for a conversation, and that'll be fine. So I could take accountability for anything I do. You know what I mean? If I hurt you, if I said something wrong to you, let's sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not willing to, you know, compromise my peace. And everyone else peace when you come into my house with entertain that same old garbage when you always come. Like you said, I'd rather deal with you. I had a conversation with my kid's mother, you know what I'm saying? I told her, I said, man, you know what? This kid, I'm at this point in time, until she gets some help, I'm not ready to have a relationship with her. Not saying the relationship is over, you know what I mean? But every time I deal with you, I'm saying this comes up, this is how you want to deal with me. And so all that hurt and that pain you're trying to put on me, you know what I'm saying, instead of actually talking about it. And you can collectively as a group, because I ain't the only one brought you in this world, so all the hurt that come from this side, you know what I mean? Let's sit down and chop it up, you know what I'm saying, chop it up and see, you know, bring everything in the middle of the table and see what the whole root of the problem is, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then we can get to it. But to your point, too, yeah, you know what I'm saying, other siblings, man, you know, you get these people trying to recruit other people to be on their team, too, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
to live
true.
In the same darkness and turmoil that they live in. And if they don't watch out, they'll be playing the same game that the other one's playing. And
that's right.
Both of them siblings, so I could talk about it. One is not really like that, but he kind of coattailed off the other kid's emotions, you know what I mean?
I'm willing to throw
them away for a short period of time until they get themselves together. Then I'm doing everything to make the relationship healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're trying to come in and be a cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we know what happens with cancer spreads. You know what I'm saying? So at this point in time, I'd rather cut that cancer out, sit it to the side. I mean, go to the doctor, get a whole other diagnosis, see how we can treat it, then come back and see can we keep this relationship alive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
but
among
siblings, parents, or whatever case it might be, you know what I mean? But, it all starts through prayer, you know what I mean? So not giving up on nobody and everything else, but, you know, asking God, man, for healing for that person, you know what I mean? You know, and ask God to bring change in that person, because that person, we don't know what they're going through and why they're staying, you know what I'm saying? And asking God, man, you know, prick their heart and cover them with the blood of Jesus and get them out of that situation. Shine some light on that darkness, so to speak.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And I don't know why. Some people love to be in the dark. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? When the light switch right there. You know what I mean? Nah, I'd rather be in the dark. You know what I mean? Nah, man, flip that switch, man. Come on out that dark, man, darkness, man, and walk in the light. You know what I mean? So,
man.
So relationships, man, I'm saying communication, effective communication and relationships are very important. You know what I mean?
Very important, yes.
Because, you know, like I say, this happened even, you can have a jealous spouse, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can have a jealous sibling, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
You can have a jealous friend, you know what I'm saying? And everything. They say the closest ones next to you, man, want to hate on you most, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
You know what I mean? So,
that's
but
true.
Make a long story short, man, we all love trumps all that, though, you know what I mean? God,
yeah,
God, first of all, foremost. The love of God trumps all that. You know what I mean? So keep the love of God
yeah.
in your heart. Keep him in your prayers. And let's try not to shut them down. You know what I'm saying? But let's try to communicate with them on different levels. We know when and when we can't, you know, deal with them, you know. And I think, man, addressing it beforehand. So if I talk to you before you come over here next time, I just got to find different texts out there. Let me tell you something. Y'all invited over, but y'all gonna bring that spirit over here, man. Y'all gonna keep you and that spirit over there where you at. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
y'all welcome to come over. Well, it's a time, like I say, it was a time and a place that I actually sit down and have a culture. Now, if y'all want to talk about it, or y'all want to just come over here, man, and bring it up and start kicking people. You know what I mean? Because they got a way of wanting to tear you down, so they can bring you down to where they are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not there. You know what I'm saying? Never would I ever be there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so yeah. Yeah, I don't want to take too much of y'all time. God bless y'all. I love y'all. But,
God bless
you.
God bless
you.
Yes, we definitely want to talk about it before you go there. Just want to, you know, just say something about that, you know, when you said about love, because love, the Bible said love covers a multitude of sins. So, you know, just operating in love, and even with our children, when they get to a certain age, and I believe those that are on the phone can testify to this, you've done all that you can, you know, as a parent. And at that point, if there's still something that they're missing, you know, then they can go get help themselves. Can help it along the way, but then sometimes you got to say, well, child, you know what? I gotta cut you off right here, because what you're trying to, we've already dealt with that, and if we've already dealt with it, we're not going to continue to deal with that same thing, because sometimes when people are going through something, they revert back to that, you know, they revert back to darkness, you know, like you said about the cancer, you know, once we cut this cancer out, why you want to go back and put it back in your body when you know that very thing that destroys the body, that destroys the relationship? How do you want to keep going back to destroy what we've already, not just true, but we've already cured that thing? You know what I'm saying? So who wants to go back to sickness after you've been cured? Who wants to go back to you can't get up again, so now you can stand up again? Who wants to go back to that place that God has delivered you from? See, people have to understand, you know, we need deliverance every day. And if there's something that you got to, with our children, you're my brother. So my thing is, we got to tell our children that are the adults, that are now parents themselves, baby, if I didn't do a good job with you, now it's time for you to do a better job with the ones that you have, that God has given you, taking your care to take care. So if I as a mother didn't do it, and me as a father, if I didn't do it, guess what? You have an opportunity to be better than me in a parental role.
Amen. Yeah.
But what I'm not going to do is allow you to take me back into your darkness, because we've come to the light, and we've prayed about it,
amen.
We've talked about it. Every time you're going through something, I'm not going to allow you to take me back in there, because you beat me down because I'm your dad, and because you feel like you can, or you want to beat me down as your mother, because you feel like you can. And the thing what happens, and I'll tell you this, those children become grown, those children become their age, and they start telling them and showing them how they didn't do what they were supposed to do with them. Then they're going to come back to you, and they're going to apologize, because I've experienced it for myself, where they've talked about me, other people to talk about me. You know what I'm saying? And then one day they had to come to me and say, Mama, I apologize. Mama, how did you do it? You know what I'm saying? Because they haven't got to that point. They haven't got to a point of maturity. So they gotta blame somebody, because when they look at themselves in the mirror, they can't look straight at themselves. They gotta see somebody else so they can blame somebody else instead of working on them. So you saying, child of mine, grown woman, grown man, I'm gonna have to stop you right here. I've done my part.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep loving you. Yeah. If you need me, I'm here. But I'm not going to allow you to abuse me, whether it be physically, whether it be physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'm not going to allow you, and it stops right here, and I love you, and I'm going to keep my peace. And I give you to God. I turn it all over to God. And that's what we have to do as parents. We can't allow our children to continue, because they will. They will take you to the state, and they'll be over your party and have the time. But you got to love them with the love of Christ. I still love them.
Especially no ground kids, Timmy.
That's what I'm talking about with the grown children. Let's talk about it, everybody. We got some children. Amen. Let's encourage our brother on today. Amen. And I know this man of God is on the phone, my brother. Go ahead. Yes, I want.
No, I was just laughing, just thinking back about you, man, especially my ground kid. I could take it from an adolescent, you know what I mean, a little bit more. But, hey, look here. Hey, man, you go, you work. Man, look here. You buy your own food. You drive your own car. You know, you pay your own bills. You know what I mean?
You get together with a man or a woman. Come on now.
I'm going to say, I just told her, look here, just imagine if I wasn't a present father, if I didn't intentionally apply myself to being you guys' presence. You know, I showed up. You know what I mean? A lot of guys ain't showing up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm saying, so, hey, look here, man, check that box for me. You know what I mean?
Let me check that box for you, brother. I'm going to check it.
I appreciate it. And just, man, just a love. I appreciate it. I'm saying, hey, just an appreciation for, you know, the times I pick you up, the times I showed up at, you know, the games or whatever else, take you clothes shopping. I was very intentional, and I was very consistent trying to be a father when I didn't know the way. You know what I'm saying? For me, this was a crash course. You know what I'm saying? With five kids, having my first, like, at 17, 18, it was a crash course. You know, young men at 18, 19 ain't very intentional and very consistent about trying to be a father, trying to show those kids a better way and putting you last every day, you know what I mean? And putting everyone else first, you know what I mean? So I thank God, man, for giving me that mindset and giving me the health and strength, you know what I mean? Was it pretty? No, you can ask some of the kids, it wasn't, you know what I mean? I kind of spazzed out, I kind of wilded out a couple times. it was a crash course learning as I go. You know what I mean? Built character,
I say to you, the Bible says there's no guilt, shame, or condemnation for those of us that are in Christ Jesus. So there's no reason for you to feel guilty, or feel ashamed, or condemn yourself.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit comes to convict us. What does that mean? What does that look like to get us to do right? In the wrong place, in the wrong mindset, or doing something wrong, to get back in track, to get back righteous in that place of righteousness. So I was there, I witnessed you being there, Father. I was there, I witnessed you, you know, being there for your children at a young age, and that you were intentional on being in your children's life from day one, no matter what it looked like. We all made, you know, bad choices. We all didn't go the right way sometimes, said the wrong things, but you were intentional to stay in position. You may have some that we shouldn't have done in the position, but you stayed in position. And so, and then you didn't have, a lot of us didn't have a father in our life to show us how to be, you know, that man, you know what I'm saying, for you to be that man, because your father, you know, passed away when you were an infant. I believe I was 1 year old, something like that, or 2 years old. I think I was 3 or 4 years old, so you had to be at least like 1 or 2 years old at the time. So, you know. A lot of times we got to look back and say, okay, what did my mom or my father go through? You know, I had to look at my mom. You know, I couldn't blame my mom for what she didn't do. But, you know, just being happy with things that she did do, that she knew how to do, I had to look back and see, what did my mama go through? Who showed her love? How was she loved on? What did her childhood look like? Was it a loving childhood? It was one that was traumatic. And what did she go through? Because when we start looking at what mom and daddy went through, we can understand why they loved what they do and why. Know why they do things like they do and see how they are trying. We got to look at that. You know what I'm saying? And I just encourage you, my brother, just to know you've done your part for grown children. Now you just got to love us. I give you to God. Like you said, you can come over, but we're not dealing with that no more. We already dealt with that. You home, I'll give you something. You thirsty, I'm going to give you something to drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, then you come over here and eat my food. drink my soda pop. You feeling like this way by me? You better get away
from all right, stay with us here. Don't go nowhere. We got some men on the line. We definitely want to hear from our brother. Minister Warren Green, God bless you, brother. That's Brother Tywin. Thank you, y'all.
Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's encourage our brother. Let's talk about it on today. We got Minister Warren Green. Minister Warren Green, you want to say something to our brother today?
Amen. I would just like to say, can just stay strong. Stay strong and stay in the ring. You know, don't give up. You know, and keep stay on your knees. Keep praying. And stay in that word. God will reveal to you, you know, give you that wisdom how to deal with certain situations.
Come on now. Yes.
So that's going to be the thing, you know.
Yes. Got to stay in the word. That's that keeping your mind stayed on Jesus, you know, that he'll keep you in that in perfect when we stay in his word. And that's when we find Jesus right there in his word and knowing that God is able to turn around. That's what the Bible says. He said, I won't even cause your enemies to bless you. He said, stay in peace. Those that are fighting against you, I will cause them to be at peace with you and then make them bless you. Amen.
Yeah.
So thank you. It's so good to hear your voice on the line today. Amen. Y'all, let's talk about it. Anything you want to talk about, Flesh One, on today? We're talking about more than just, you know, the spirit of confusion in our families and causing, you know, separation, allowing the enemy to come in and have its way. We want to understand if we allow the enemy to come in, guess what? He's going to come in. He's going to ask why I come in. Whoever allows them to get in, them to be able to enter into your home, into a relationship, whatever it may be, to destroy. The Bible says he come to kill, steal, and destroy, and that's what he going to do. He ain't coming to party with you. He ain't going to bless you. If you understand, there are blessings. The Bible says God gives us blessings that make rich and add no sorrow. So we got to understand there must be blessings that bring sorrow. There must be blessings that bring sadness. So all blessings, we got to understand, don't come from God. The enemy is blessing you to destroy you. He's setting you up to set you back. He's setting you up to kill you and destroy you. And who are they using around us to do that? We got to be able to tell the thing to come out in the name of Jesus. I see you, devil. And you know, not speaking to the person, but you know, speaking to that spirit that they're allowing to use them. Come on, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. My dealer, you have something you want to say? All right. That's our mother on the line. You heard her son, Taiwan. I'm her daughter.
Yes.
I can't know why I opened the line for you, mamas, because when we're talking about relationships and children and raising children and, you know, having the child, you know, I've dealt with it, you know, and I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, your relationship with your mom and dad. Did you ever feel like at a certain age that they owed you something as an adult? Did you ever feel like, you know what, they owe more?
They owe me some Christmas gifts. Nah. When we were small, my mom and daddy, you didn't get no hugs and no kisses. When mama did, it was when she was drinking. Daddy, he was just daddy here. That's how they grew up, I guess, because you learn from your parents, and then that's how we was. Like you say, y'all say I was no loving person, but as I got older, I'm a hug person. I come and give everybody a hug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a hug, and I tell everybody I love them. And they always first thing they gonna say, good bless.
Yeah.
That's my word, good bless. Good blessed afternoon. And as you get older, you learn, you know. And I would tell my kids coming up, what I, if I did something wrong, forgive me. I ask every last one of my kids, did I do you any wrong? And if I did, I apologize. And a lot of them say, no, you didn't, but some will come back and bring stuff up. And I would say, you know, I asked you and you said no, and I'm moving on. Go see a psychiatrist. That's my main word. Go see a psychiatrist. But it wasn't no book on how to be a parent, because if it was, I think I wouldn't have had a whole bunch of children. But I didn't have, you know, my parents didn't teach us nothing about that, because their parents must have been teaching them. So
Jesus.
You learn from your mother. You know, I done bumped my head several times. But I prayed about it, and my relationship is good with all my kids now. I know so. I should think so. I got two on the line now, so.
Not as well, yeah.
We didn't have a loving parent and holding grudges. We didn't hold no grudges, though. We got along good. So,
Definitely.
Like you said, it wasn't no grudges. being a parent.
Yes, I think, and I being with children, and I speak from being your oldest daughter of the four children that you had, is that I never looked at you and say she owes me more or she should have did more. Mm-hmm. I just said, man, I really appreciate having my mother, because I looked at what was going on. Oh, and I saw your sisters, I saw others, how they were out, and I realized, you know, my mother is doing the best that she could, and I always felt love. I didn't feel like my mama didn't, you know, that you didn't love me or you wasn't here for me. I never felt like that, like my mom not here for me, my mom doesn't love me. I always go to my mom fixing my hair, my mama, you know, getting us little outfits for Easter, my mom, you know, got my friend's shoes. I don't have to, but, you know, just being there. You knew how to be there, and the way you knew how to be there was there 100% in that way. So I never looked down on you and said, my mom was not a good mom, and then I got to keep rehashing up, you know, that I feel like I could have been better. You know, I'm old enough to be able to understand now why things were like they were, and me being a mother myself, be a better mother or co-ed, and it's so many, you know, I have so much to look forward to, even as being a grandmother, so I definitely. I thank God for you, and I'm glad we're talking about this on this, so that if any of us on this line are dealing with that spirit of confusion, that spirit of jealousy, that spirit of division that the enemy is causing between, you know, a parent, child, or brother and sister, that right now we can pray in the name of Jesus Christ, divine unity will come, and we command that spirit of confusion, that spirit of that manipulating, controlling spirit to cease and desist and die. The root and come out of our family, come out of our bloodline, amen. And we decree and declare that we are washed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that makes us whole and new, our relationships whole and new. We just thank God right now because we believe, touching and agreeing that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive the victory on this call today. We don't have to wait until somebody tells us. We receive the victory right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Mama. God keep you. We love you. And I just pray that God will strengthen every parent, every father, every mother on this line today. That God will strengthen us all with a supernatural strength. Whether these children are your biological children or God has sent these children to be a part of your life, for you to rear these children, your aunt or uncle, godparent, or whatever you may be in this child's life. I just pray your strength on today and great blessings from our Father in heaven, and God will continue to bless you and keep you, and that we all will operate in his marvelous light. Come on, let's talk about it. We have about 15 minutes here on the line, and my niece Twan always has something to say, so I'm going to let her speak for a moment. Anybody else have anything to say, go ahead and press one. And the reason why I say my niece always has something to say, I always talk to her, so go ahead, Twan.
Yes, I just want to say amen, and I receive it, and, you know, as everybody was talking, I just think about what kept coming to mind is come as you are, and love conquers all. You know, when the church say, God says, come as you are, you know, sometimes, and I understand that saying, because sometimes doing all that I do, wearing the hats that I wear, sometimes all I have the energy to do is come as I am. And people will have something to say. People will judge you. Oh, look at what she wearing. Look at what she got on. Judging you by what they think that you've been through and stuff like that. But God says, come as you are. And when you come as you are, know, hey, if I just show up as a parent, show up in the house of the Lord, I trust and believe that God will do the rest. And that I will learn and grow as I become more knowledgeable, as I mature. And that's in all the ways and all the walks of life. And just, you know, when I think about, I had to understand what it is to love, and love is a choice. Yeah. You know, when I read it in the Bible, I believe it's 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians 13:4-9. And what it says, what love is, it says love is a choice, because at the end of the day, when you get to heaven, if you believe in God, if you believe in Christ, you know that there's a heaven. And none of your gifts will matter. All you will have a duty is to love. So get your practice here on earth. And learn how to love. And you only got a duty to love, 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 and to love. And so, you know, from this point on, I'm glad I got to talk about it. And I'm going to leave it in the hands of God. I don't want to talk about it no more, because if I'm trusting in God to do it, I believe it's going to be done. I don't want to talk about it no more. I'm going to live in peace. Amen. That peace that surpasses all understanding, that's the gift that we have through Jesus Christ, is to give him all of our burdens. So that burden is given over to God. So I'm going to let him have it because he could do more than what I could do. That's what I got to say. That's it.
Amen, amen. Give it all over to God and love and love and love some more. Amen. God bless you, Twin. We love
amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, love, y'all, and love some more. Just when you feel like I can't love no more, love some more. And guess what? It's the love of Christ that's in us that allow us to love the unlovable, forgive the unforgivable. If you have Christ, then guess what? You're in a position to keep on loving. Amen. We have a caller here. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 5337. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Aisha. I got the call from Twan. She's my really good friend of many, 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 many years. And okay. So I have something to talk about.
Okay, go ahead. Let's talk about it.
It's not related to the topic that y'all been talking about parenthood and all that, even though I do need advice on that. But mine is more of a financial business decision that I need to make. So I am currently working. I got an interview and I got the position that I didn't want, but I was still offered a management position. And so it's at a preschool. At the beginning of the year, I fasted and prayed for two things. I asked God for a leadership position, and I also told God that I was tired of working for people and I wanted to start my own business sometime in the fall. And so financially, I need this position right now because it pays way more money than what I'm making right now. And so I want to take this position, but I also feel bad if I take this position and then quit in a few months because I saved up revenue to open up my business. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. I made an investment already regarding my business. And so I bought curriculum, and my business that I want to open is a preschool, and I got hired at a brand new preschool that's about to open up in June as an office manager. And so I made an investment for my preschool, for my own preschool that I want to own, and I bought the curriculum and all the essential things that I essentially will need to open it. And so I just need guidance on that because I just don't know what to do, I guess.
Okay, so I'm just trying to understand. So you've been praying about, you've been asking God, you know, for these provisions to be able to open up your own business, right? But now you have been hired in management. And so with that being said, and I'm trying to understand, so are you saying, it sounds like you're feeling bad about, you know, quitting the job once you have the provision, everything in place to start your own business. Am I in the right place with that?
You were breaking up a little bit. Basically, I got a job.
Uh-huh.
I applied for a job. I applied for a job, right? And I initially applied for a director's position, but I didn't get that position. They offered me an office manager position instead. So I got that because it's more I took it because it's more increased financially is what I need than where I'm at right now, like at my job that I'm at right now. But what I'm saying is, I guess I'm stuck in between the two because I want to be my own business owner and I'd like to do that this year, but then I feel bad if I take this position knowing that I'm only going to be here for X amount of months because I want to do my own thing. Does that make sense? I guess
I got you. I just want to make sure that you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so when you're praying for something and you're fasting for something, when you're praying and you're asking God, first of all, you're asking God to let his will be done. Because there's a reason why that you're going.
Right.
There's a reason why that God has called you in this position. So you just have to be patient and move when God tells you to move. So when you you'll move in peace. You'll move with confidence. You'll move with those provisions in place. And there are connections that the people that God is going to connect you to in this position. And that's why you had to be in this particular position and not the one that you applied for, because there's something that God is going to do in you and for you in this position. So now that you take this and understanding, though, so when God say move, you, like I said, you'll move in peace. You'll move in confidence, and everything will be set up so that there won't be no what's the word I'm looking for? There won't be no lack. There won't be no missed opportunities. You'll gain more knowledge. There's some things that you still need to know and understand as you open up your own business. So you'll gain that knowledge that you're lacking right now, because the Bible says my people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. So there's going to be someone there in that position that's around you that's going to help you to understand more as you branch out into your own, and understand there's going to be somebody else that position is for, and they're going to come in, and that's going to be open. So you got to move so somebody else can move. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So God has answered your prayers. You got to understand, it may not answer the way that you wanted, the way you that you asked for it, but it all works together. But the Bible says that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called for those who are called according to his purpose. So it's working out for your good. And you can see the goodness of the Lord operating in your life and God's hand upon your life. He's moved you there to keep you, to protect you, and to set you up for what? For the blessing. He's putting you in place that you will have favor, not just with him, but with mankind. And God works through people. He has people in places just for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I hope that helps you on today here. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that is on this line on today. You're in the right place. You're going to move how God tell you to move. You surely will be blessing your business. And you'll, like I said, you'll gain that knowledge that you need to be able to be effective in your business, your own business, being an entrepreneur. So God bless you. Just want to pray for
Thank
you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we lift up your daughter on today. And Father God, we just pray that you would continue to bless her and pour into her great and mighty. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, let her pray with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh Lord, that she will truly be blessed, oh God, that you will order her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Your word said one planet, one water, but you, Father God, give the increase. So Lord, we ask that you increase her in strength, increase her in knowledge, increase her in peace, your joy, oh God, and provisions. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, and thank you again for the part of Let's Talk About It on today. Tell somebody about what we're doing here on the line at 6 o'clock on Monday. We're just talking about it to encourage one another. The No Judgment Zone, we're here to pray. Amen. And just thanking God again for this opportunity. As we wrap up here in the last few minutes here of the segment of Let's Talk About It, if you have anything you'd like to say, please press one at this time as we're going to wrap up. Some people have pressed one already. It still shows me that you are, your hands are up. But I have one person here. Looks like phone number is ending in, let's see here, make sure I have it, 6014, area code 803. God bless you. Welcome. Let's talk about it.
Hello, everybody. This is Veronica.
Hey.
I've been invited on the line by my lovely now sister in Christ and sister in spirit, in my heart, my little sister, Twan. I have known her now for a few years. I met her through business with Mary Kay, and me and my mom took her as my little sister that I never had.
Awesome.
So I would first like to say I am now here in Texas. I just moved here 2 months ago. My job closed in South Carolina. I'm not sure if these are the same acquaintances on the line as when we was on the 12 o'clock night calls.
Midnight prayer?
It would be one. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you
would
have been. Okay,
yes. Yes, ma'am. And I was speaking about, as a young lady just talked about, the increase in finances and everything, and going through a situation, and then my job closed. So my job closed, and then the first time we wasn't offered any type of transfer or relocation. So I was praying, situation that I had going on, and, you know, for peace and understanding, and just to be able to, so that I may do whatever it is that I need to do to be successful for my finances. Mm-hmm. And when my job closed, then it was like, okay, what am I going to do now? I'm in a situation. I just was praying for financial increase and territorial increase. Mm-hmm. And here now my job closed. So fast forward, they gave us a opportunity to grow with the company, and if you want to stay with the company and move somewhere else, and they will pay relocation. And here I am. I am here in Texas.
Amen. Amen. We thank
God. And thank you. And it wasn't, as the young lady stated, she was praying for, you know, increase because she know what she needed to do, finances, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. And, you know what job you would love to have and you pray for mm-hmm. and you ask for. But then going from one job to the other, is knowing that wherever you land is where he wants you to be at that time.
Amen.
And I came from South Carolina doing one position, and when I got here, I'm like, okay, no, I can't start from the bottom. You know, this is not, that's not going to pay my, you know, my financial, you know, what I need to do. So I just was telling them, like, oh, no, I need to do this. I need to do that. You know, I'm qualified in this. You know, just speaking of what I'm qualified in, and then I just heard, I just heard a voice just tell me to be still.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
He told me to be still.
Be still. Mm-hmm. Be still.
I accepted a lower, more pay from South Carolina to here. But the all in all, it was the bottom here, you know.
My Lord, my
so,
Lord.
I wanted the position that I had there because I figured he gave me this opportunity to move, then I have the opportunity, you know, to go in here, you know, where I want to be. So, Lord, I know we don't have much time, but I went there. I did that. I left everything. I left my son, family, and I came so that I could, you know, be at peace and try to financially get myself together where I want to be.
My Lord.
And it took me 30, today, in a few days, it'll be 2 months that I've been here and on the job, transferred. I started from the bottom. This just started opening up. He put people in my place for a certain period of time to give me comfort. So when I first got here to get acclimated to the situation, and then things opened up for me to move into another position, which is 2 steps higher than what I get paid.
My Lord.
So starting that position today. Well, this morning when I got to work, the people that was there to move me there wasn't there. So I had to stay still and be still once again.
Mm.
So 2 weeks ago, I applied for the position that I previously had at my job down home. It pays way more money here. And my supervisor pulled me to the side, and she says, go upstairs. I went upstairs. It was the interview. The interview to the job that I said that I wanted.
Mm.
And that I know how to do, which is to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Twan today. After I spoke with Twan today, and we just had a lovely hour conversation. Of such, and it's like, be still.
Be still.
Be still. And it's 2 months in. 2 months in, I haven't even got settled here, and now here it is. So, like you said, he puts you in a position and puts you where he wants you to be for that period of time to set you up, to give you the experience or whatever it is you need to gain from that smaller thing so you can use that to go towards the bigger thing that you really want.
Amen.
And I just say thank you. Her young lady, her situation is just like a confirmation of the things that I've been saying, you know, with my situation as to be still. Be still and know that God is not going to put nothing on you that he won't bring you through or bring you above, to rise above whatever it is that you think that is not for you.
Yes.
And,
man,
and
we got a
rough thing situation. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Here. We got that. You're welcome. Bless you, God. Keep. I want to make sure I pass out, and there's so much I'm going to say. We've already passed our mark to wrap up here, but God bless you, sister. We pray for you, and we love you. We thank God for you. Be still. and know that God is still God and God is able. Before I close out the line, we literally have a few seconds here. I know that this one person did press the button. Your last four digits, your number 36 is 368. Go ahead. Welcome. What's your name? Area code 832.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. This is Andrea. I was invited to come on the line by you.
Yes,
I'm so thankful that I came tonight. I did get a lot out of it. Actually, what we discussed is what I'm going through.
And
that is dealing with a sibling. As a matter of fact, I'm the older sibling who has helped to raise the younger sibling. Well, there's still a lot of anger there and things of that nature. A younger sibling who was very rebellious at the time, and still some things are still going on. But I'm thankful. I'm very thankful still. I continue to pray, continue to go before the Lord. I think it's very, very important in situations like this also is to make sure that our hearts are right and also to deal with forgiveness ourselves. You know, we have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive others. No matter what's going on and how people are treating us, we really have to forgive and allow God to do some things, especially with people who are grown. And there's some things you can't change. Some things we really do, as was spoken of earlier, have to move out of the way and allow God. Let go and let God.
Yes,
and so
amen.
I'm very, very thankful for the discussion today. Very thankful. It was encouraging, and I know everyone had to get something out of it. So thank you so much for inviting me on the line.
Oh, you're so welcome, and we thank God for you. You are. We're wrapping up here, and let's talk about it. But we're back here on Monday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Tell somebody about it. We're here to encourage and uplift all that comes to line. It's a no-judgment zone. You know, and being able to pour out, amen, and then be able to get a great pouring in of God's word. As I close out here, I want to share a scripture with you all. In the book of John, chapter 15, verse 1 through 3, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not produce fruit, he removes, and he prunes every branch that produces fruit so that it will produce more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. This is the word of God. Amen. This is Jesus speaking. So again, that is John chapter 15, verse 1 through 3. May you be blessed. May you be increased in God's strength. May you receive supernatural strength, supernatural blessings. May the favor of God be upon your life and those in your household. May you decree and declare and receive on the day that God is divinely intervening in this situation concerning you and your family and turn it all around for your good. Again, we know that all good things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to purpose. Amen. And we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're already blessed. Amen. And we have life and life in abundance. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. You all should you tell somebody about. Let's talk about it on Mondays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We come here, amen, to be encouraged. Amen. To be restored and renewed by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory.